much as we did the Maharit. So we saw the Maharit. We saw Rav Moshe read the Maharit one way, where he thinks that it's only Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, effectively dismissing a Siman Tzadi test in the Maharit as a forgery, and accepting Siman Tzadi Zayin, but not only accepting Siman Tzadi Zayin, taking a rather extreme view of Siman Tzadi Zayin, a very, very, very extreme view of Siman Tzadi Zayin, particularly, I guess, if you ignore Tzadi test completely. We tell this is Eliezer who thinks, no, first of all, Siman Tzadi Zayin just says Mishum, it's Chavala. And the second time he says it's Mishum Refu it's Mutter. And he says, yeah, those things go together and that makes sense. Fine, then it's Eliezer suggested is rather novel way of reading both to avoid the conflict. And I just think it's clever because it runs. And he says, well, Siman Tzadi test starts off with, Siman Tzadi test is about helping Nachrim, and then he ends with the Yisraelis. He just says, well, can you help a Nachris get pregnant? And that's the first thing he deals with. As soon as he's done with that, he transitions then to, can you help her abort her fetus? And he suggests that, no. So you read the first part, right? You read the beginning of Tzadi Tess. Right? I guess we can look at it just quickly. You read the beginning of Tzadi Tess as a, it's not here. Where is it? In this one. The beginning of Tzadi Tess, can you help her get pregnant? That's fine. You read the beginning of that one, and then you transition to the beginning of Tzadi Zayin, where he seems to say, yeah, but there's a problem, because we have conflicting makaros, right? We have the sugya of Alo sounds like it's really a terrible thing to do, and the sugya of Erchin sounds like it's just not a big deal. So, right, Mishum Nivala Aim, we're going to matter the abortion. So how do we miyashiv? That's what he either had Yotze Laharig is shiny because the baby, we're going to kill the baby anyway, or Yashva Mashber is shiny because she's already, that's what the case in Alo is, because she already is either, she's in the process of getting where she's dead, and therefore, yes, we're Michal Shabbos. Right? He says, so what do we do? At the end, are Michal Shabbos to the Uber or not? So some say yes, some say no, we have a suffix, so therefore we have to save the Uber. Kol Shekhem, we can't kill it. Then he says, he adds in the end of the second paragraph of Tzimtzum Tzadi Zayin, it says, the first sentence of the third paragraph, Mu Tema, the Loch HaShivei Nefesh, Begoyim Shari Lagamrei. Right, it seems like it should be Mutter. And he says, then transition to Siman Tzadi Tess, where he brings you all the makaros that it's mutter. And therefore, it's mutter mishum refuah, and it's mutter mishum, it says, mutter mishum letzorecha imo refuasa. And then he says, go back to the end of Siman Tzadi Zayin, where he says, but there might be a problem with Na'iver. Because if for us it might be mutter, but for Goyim, it's Yihargo, it's one of the Shavuot Mitzvah, so therefore it's onus mishum bezdin. So it might be a problem with Na'iver. How do you avoid Na'iver? Da, 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 da. And he doesn't tell you what to do. Yeah, can I? Yeah, the Gemara talks about Moshit Evrim Nachayla Ben Noach as Lefne Iver. So if I assist a Nachri to do an abortion at all, it's going to be Aser for Lefne Iver for me on him because he's Aser. Meaning, also you realize since Eliezer is reading the Maharit, taking a position that Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tess, can a guy do it? No, that's only Tzarech
Pikuach Nefesh. He's saying that it's mutter for a Jew to do an abortion on a guy.
No,
he's saying
it would be mutter. Yeah, it would be mutter Letzorech Imo. The same way he's saying Letzorech. I think so, yeah.
He doesn't assume that the Isser of doing the Maisa would also fall upon the mother herself to take part in the Maisa.
Well, she's not doing anything. I'm doing it. Saying she Misayeya, is it Misayemi Drabanan? I don't know. He's assuming that whenever you can do it for a Jew, you can do it for a guy. You don't see why there should be a difference. Meaning if it's Letzorech, what's his Lashon? The Lashon is Letzorech Imo or Lefuas Imo? Sorry, it's the next page, to be precise. Letzorech imo, kevin derefuas imohi. So if that's mutter, so it's mutter for a Jew, it's mutter for a guy, for a Jew to do it. To lehisasek imahim, that they should do it, it's aser for them. So it's potential if they even, unless it's trained, it's chadim or denara, right? Or
well, you want to say they're going to do it anyway, so better than Jews.
So that's how he gets around the issue, meaning. It's a lifnei iver shayla. It's a lifnei iver shayla. And how do you deal with the lifnei iver shayla? So it's a trei berdinara or chadni berdinara. Okay, we deal with lifnei iver shayla. We deal with lifnei iver shayla. He doesn't tell you what to do about mincha before shkia. He doesn't deal with that part. That is the end of Siman Tzadi Zayin. So it's hard to believe that that's what actually happens. Fine. Then we saw the Rav Pa'alim. The Rav Pa'alim thinks that based on the Maharit, it would be mutter for pegam mishpacha and bizayin echil Hashem based on the Maharit. Although the Rav Pa'alim didn't want to paskin. Fine. Okay, so moving on from the Maharit, the next shuva that we need to see is, the next series we're going to see is the Chavas Yair, the Yaivitz, and the Nodeh Bihuda. And after that, I think we're going to go, we'll start moving on to the Rambam. I'll just point out the Aryeh de Be'iloi reads the Maharit similar to Rav Moshe, that it's only mutter mishum bikuach nefesh of imo. It's a very dachuk reading, Lefeni Saiti at least, in Simen Tzadi Tes. In Simen Tzadi Tes says, Lotzorach imo, the refuas imo. He says, no, refuas imo there means bikuach nefesh of imo. It's only mutter to save her life, and it's really, really usur otherwise. That's how the Aryeh DeBeiloi reads the Vaharit. It's very strange. I didn't bring it. It's a very long tshuva. It's like half a line where he says it. So this is the Chavaz Yair. It's a very famous Chavaz Yair, and a very famous Yaivis, and a very famous Nodeb Yehuda, so we should see them all inside. And that'll probably, will hopefully finish that today, and then next, after Pesach, we'll move to the Rambam. Fine. So this is, he has a whole tshuva over here. Fine. Simen Lamed Aleph. And then at the end of the first page, it's on Daf Kuf Vav over here. He says, right, he signs his name, right, if you look. And then he says, Umasha Hiksha Od Malas Kavoda Be'er Divrei Rambam B'din Rodev. You had a ha'ara and didn't row, Dave, so I'll deal with it. Okay, and I'll talk about it. So tshuva shela. So then he says, well, Taka, I wrote a tshuva about this, so I'll just copy it for you. And it's printed here. So at the bottom of Daf Kovav, it's on the left side of the. It's in the packet that starts with the Tzitzil Yezer.
Yeah.
You need another one?
I need another one.
Hmm?
I think I need another one.
Is this? Let's just verify. We still have the same tshuva. Reish Kovav, yeah. There you go.
Also.
You want another one also? Sure. Okay, so it's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 pages in it. You need another one. No problem. Okay, so it's Chavas Yair. You see it? So the tshuva is about the Goslin and whatever. He has Har on the Rambam in Rodev, and you see he signs it on the left, and then he starts up again. So he says, this is Taka Shaila that someone else sent me. So it's important to see the Shaila and see what the answer is. Let's see everything in context, so it's a little bit wild. The Yavit's more wild. So, Tshuval Shailas Gadol Echad Rofe Mumche Vilam Dan Muflag Vilosof Muvhak. Okay, he sounds like a, you know, smart guy. Kmoharar Ploni Mikilas Kodesh Ploni. Valdvar Shailascha Eshith Ishahara Liznunim. Oh, she got pregnant out of wedlock. Right, she's married, for by Znus. Vachara Maisen Itcharta Venatma Kotlakoila Bivchi Gam Yom Gam Laila Altitni Pugat Patena. She's all upset that she slept with this other guy. Now she's pregnant. Rakorida kanachal dima veheti charosha bekaisel ad kizov dama merosha. She's depressed. Vegidala baila told her husband. Okay, so now she's asura to her husband. Vegam biksa mechacham she yisadru la tshuva kecholasher yushat alei atasser. Rakasher chasashashin is aber mimenu. Baasher mehas shenasa amase pasak vesta asher hayal atmidim kesidron biyosu tachas baila kamashanim. Halchal chacham mishala loim rashayis legemoa dvar ma'avak rochel l'shalshol zera mekulkal asher bekirba ubikashta daiti bazeh. So she wants to take an afkas rochel, some type of medication, to, just read the words, very interesting, to l'shalshol zera mekulkal asher bekirba, to get rid of the zera mekulkal that's within her, right? So we're talking about, it's not just the zera mekulkal, it's an actual abortion. Can she abort this baby? No, she can't be with her husband again, remember, right? Because, fine. So, his response is a little bit charif. Hikshet alishol shela kazu isha ki tis de tachas isha v'tais panelo shela schacham kazeh. Could it be that someone actually did such a thing and then asked such a shela? How dare she even do such a thing? It's just crazy. Okay. V'achshav ki tchunas shela be'ishas is davar badui hu lo hayav lo nivra. This never happened. It's just a shela, you know, like Truma Sedeshan type of shelas. He asked himself. Kasher be'emes b'tshuvasi al shela in chiluk ben hiyos meuberes ishto anesua ukserus shabenashim o mamzer meishes ish. Doesn't make a difference. Sharei lo nifleisi mimcha the din mamzer lo kol davar kedin Yisrael kasher. The fact that it's a mamzer doesn't make it any better. V'roi lios dayan agadol b'chutz la'aretz rak she'asur lovo b'kal v'leishav v'sanhedrin. He could be a good person. The kreshanim linyan lufdoso mamzer tamat chacham kodum l'koin gadol ha'aretz. The fact that he's a mamzer has no relevance to the shayla. Rakshim haril kasav she mevakshin love rachmim lomar kaimes ayel dazeh beishem mal nosu the vayalei lanichal. Okay, so that nafkamin is for the nosach he say in the bris. Ubchai gav the kasav matosu shem rabinu tam gittin the angels takan laharbos mamzerim beisrael v'emi zerai lahadir akilku b'fal. Okay, so don't think that because it's a mamzer we're going to change our psak halacha. Fine, but what is the psak halacha? So v'achshav ki ikar she'elos chal klalis im yesh avon ibud nefesh b'zeh achreshin is aber lekal kela uber la miso la pilo. Ubezaya after lachalik kama chilukim, imkvar avro arbaim yom. The machmei hachim ma'ei ba'almanin ukim for parakama pelas. Uparakama decreases, right? Is it less than 40 days? More than 40 days? Oim for avro hal yom the gimel chodashim shuzman akarsa ubar. Uzman avchana. Oim hergisha bevin that nuase ubar mochar k'tasachar gimel chodashim. Right, 3 months, right? Because that's when it's nikar ubar, or maybe it's quickening when she felt the baby moving. Ubifrat ben Akeva, which is 80 days according to Yitzhira Savlad, according to the Gemara. Mikol makom ein zem mifukashen ledun midas notev as far as Akeres, rak al pi din Torah. He says, we're not going to paskin based on, you know, a baich svara. Svara sakaris is a baich svara, right? Karis, I think, is a baich, right? So the whole, he's saying the whole chilik between 40 days and 3 months, that's all just baich svaras. There's no source for that in halacha, right? So everyone quotes the Chavaz Yair as saying, oh, there's a difference before 3 months and after 3 months. He said, you might have thought there was, but that's just silly. So the quote, you'll see the Chavaz Yair is quoted in this context. And it just seems a little bit silly because he's explicitly negating that. So when you see it, it's just funny when you see it inside. I guess you haven't seen it inside to appreciate how funny this really is, but like this is quoted all over the place. Fine. Okay, so what's pshat? So it's not a Mishnah Perek Yetzer Dofen, Ben Yom Echad Har Gochaya, Ben Gemara Aval Uber Lo, V'achim Ashman B'Mishnah, so Perek Zayin Ta'olo, so Gemara Sham, Yaev Tama, the Uber low, mishum da Uber ma'is bereisha. The katva tosfis, the mishnei panim yochal yosha emes et chila, v'azai Uber no chalaman. Right, so first of all, right, ha'hori gets a Uber, you're not chayev. Right, okay, now in the Gemara in Nida, the Uber low, Uber is not yoresh. Why? Mishum da Uber ma'is bereisha, right, when the woman dies, the baby dies first. There are two cases where the woman could be dead, and nonetheless, right, where the woman dies, and nonetheless, the uber can be nochel umanchel, right? Nochel menichzeh aim lahanchel la'achev min av, right? Either she died suddenly, or, right, so we'll see, okay. Kagon shenerga imo, right, when she was killed, right, then the uber lives her. Inami b'shekavar akar avlad v'charkach mesa imo, right, Tosva says, if akar avlad latse, so then it can be nochel umanchel, then it can be nochel already, even though the mother died. Yashar lamashper, because Yerel Michal Shabbos, once Yashar lamashper, Michal Shabbos, right, so too, he says, nochel umanchel. Umikol makom patra horgo kebet soramar, right, even though you're Michal Shabbos for this baby, even though he's nochel umanchel, because the mother's dead, nonetheless, a horgo is potter, right? Why? Because right? That's Isha Makasha Leila. It's already Akar Avlad Latex, but nonetheless we killed the Uber. Well, only once Yatza Rosho. So there are three stages. There's pre Akar Avlad, Makasha Leila, right? There's before that. There's the time in between Makasha Leila and birth, and then post birth. When she's dead, Takatosos is going to say that you're Chayev. Right? If the mother actually died, then you're Chayev for killing him. Okay, so this is very difficult, right? And then Tosva says, and don't think that even if you can kill it, you want Michal Shabbos for it, because by a goses, if you kill him, you potter, and you Michal Shabbos for him. And we point out the difficulty in that Tosva, the Chavos here is not commenting, but that's not a parallel at all. It's also to kill a goses. And Michal Shabbos for him, because you're not allowed to kill it. I mean, they go together. That doesn't prove anything at all. When we saw that, and we saw the Yaivitz and the Marischis in the back of the Gemara already changed the gears there because it doesn't work. Fine. So he says like this. This is the paragraph we need to see here. The next couple. This is important. He says so. Okay. Okay. Not the gimel stages that I said, but gimel chilukim. The kshemesa imo. Right. When the mother is dead. So then what? So then, chayav ahargo la uber b'da akar. Once akar, right? Tosfos said explicitly, once the uber makasha later or akar, then killing the baby is ahargo chayav. Ubida adayin chaya ahargo potter. Aval osr la ahargo b'da akar. Right? When she's alive, right? Once makasha leled, right? Once makasha leled, meaning akar, ahargo is potter. Yeah? Right? We know that's a Mishnah. But nonetheless, it's osr. He says, okay. Masha enke b'dakati lo akar mashma demutter. Right, the previous stage, stage one, right, T0, which extends for, you know, 8 3/4 months, or whatever, is, he says, it's mutter lagamre, there's no isser at all. The isser only comes into being once mekasha leilin, right? Then it's potter, but it's usser, and then you're only chayev either when she's dead or once yasa rosho. So it sounds mutter. Ubemes, the Tosfos alnachtu lachalik beferis bechiluk nosaf potter or mutter. Really, Tosfos didn't say that, though. Ulachar mashmat afilu akar nami mutter. Really, really, really. You know, we just said that the three stages. So in stage two, it's potter of halaser. He says, and he says why? Because it's already no chalomanchil. So once it's no chalomanchil, so then it already has some status as a full person, and therefore there'll be a little more of a level iser. But he says no, it sounds not like that. Why? Dehat nan tzof perek zayin to olos ishi shem kasha leilid b'chadchen to ober b'me'el yatzarosho enogim bod eindoch nefesh b'me'efesh. Right? Once the baby, once makasha leilid, we kill the baby to save her life. Right? But once he got to Rosh Hashanah, so that's after Akar. That's Makasha later. It's Akar, and you're allowed to kill the baby. That doesn't necessarily prove it. Miloshen said mashmit the makmi hachilo nefesh ikri afal pida sha'akar sharem akasha leilad. Right, he's taking the approach it's not considered a nefesh at all. It's like Rashi and Sanhedrin in base on face. And therefore it should be mutter. Miyan yesh lomer to misham raya lesher lachatchilo. Deloyatir rakva talasima. Okay, that's our right, right? Meaning, and achinami, but there it's only mutter for latsara chatzala of her life. So it's not going to prove to you what level of isser this is. It sounds like it's mutter to save her life, and that's all we know. So you can't learn from that to other cases because you don't know what the level of, it could be a strict isser. And even if you tell me it's not a nefesh, once it's akar, it's even though it's akar, it's part of her body, it's at least chavala. Right, you can't say it's a rodev, because then the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Fine. So here he says, one second. So now he's going to get into a little bit more of Hashkafa. So he says, all we know is once Akar, you're only allowed to kill it for Hatzalas Imo, you can't do it otherwise. Right? The Gemara there sounds like before Akar Avlad, you killed the baby before you killed the mother. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it's nefesh because he's going to die anyway. It sounds like it might be mutter. Okay, so this is each paragraph here is important, right? He said the raya there sounds like even though we thought from Mishnah and Olas, it sounds like there is some level of iser. From Erchin, it sounds like kodem shakar. There's nothing's going on, right? We do it mishum nivel imo, which does not seem like the most compelling reason. So first of all, he paskins that you're mechal Shabbos for the uber, right? Right, we don't know from the Rishonim when they say we do it, is it because of the Vlad or because of the mother? You could always say the pregnant woman, you feed her on Yom Kippur to save her life, not the Vlad. So he's passing the favors, first of all, that we Michal Shabbos to save the Vlad alone. Okay, this is significant in itself. You could say not like that. But it can't be. And even though Tosfos didn't like that. Fine. So the next paragraph. Fine. That's the topic. The next paragraph is. Okay, so let's just go to the top of the left column, Vim Kane, Lefima Shekasati, Haya Heter Gomer Shaylos Hosher Shalta Midin Torah, Sharila Bimutter. Lule Haminag Haposhet Beinenu Ubeinehem, meaning the Goyim, Mibne Geder Pirza Protzos Hapritzus Vazonim Acharehem. It should be us, or it's preaches. We're going to cause everybody to sleep around, and then we'll just abort all the babies. Haomnam Perik Beis the Chulin, right? So it should be terrible. Sounds like they're takaviz aser. Vayinot Sanhedrin daf nates b'tosfis. Okay. So keep going. So just skip the parentheses. Vein lomar imkain maz zemaksha ashas al imam tinin la. Right. So tosfis says it's aser. Right. So his raya that it was mutter was from the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin said. Right, ha'ishas yotzal laharig yomakin osal beis haryona. So we said, right, what's the shayla? Pshita gufahi. What's the iser? Pshita gufahi. Right. Right. We'll just see what Mark is going to make a deep in it. It's upside down. Okay. No, it's not. So I'll just read it. Right, the Mishnah says you don't wait till she gives birth, right? So pshita goofy. What about it's the moan of Baal, right? This is we can kill her. So that sounds like it's mutter, right? But Tosa said it's aser. So you're saying if it's aser, so why pshita goofy? Pshita, it's mutter. What do you mean pshita? She says, "Ve'ein lomar." So this is an important right. It comes up continually in Achronim. How do you read that gemara? "Ve'ein lomar im kain mazeh demakshah ashas al ein mamtinin lapshita." The eish lomar kedem mefarish gufahi. V'rotz lomar mitnation is chayvas leharig. Pshita, but gufahi. Not pshita. It's mutter. Of course, it's mutter. It's mutter because gufahi, and therefore because the. I'm probably influenced by him when I read it. He says, "Va'ad rabbi misham raya mimashem mefarish gufahi." V'lo maksish stam pshita. The mehechi tesi na nedina. It's not pshita. Of course, he could do it. It's pshita gufahi. In that context, it's pshita because of gufahi. Mash malule svaras gufahi haya svar lahamtin lahatzila uber kol shekain shala nigra misaso. Right? It's gufahi, meaning once we're gonna execute a misas besdin on her, pun intended. We're gonna do it on the uber also, because pshita gufahi, but not pshita that it's mutter. What's the shayla? Pshita gufahi in this case is pshita. He says the vaday asr lachatchila dilo adif minechamim ba'elim shochte hayaladim. Which is the pasuk with Asur's Hotzah Zerol Batala. Ve'flig over Isur Hotzah Zerol Batala ve'atam Yishim Shiroi Lios Notzer Mikol Tipa Zerah Kodesh. It's no worse than Hotzah Zerol Batala. That's Asur. Certainly abortion is at least as bad as Hotzah Zerol Batala. Okay? So now you're telling me it's all about Hotzah Zerol Batala. We now have interesting questions. Who does that apply to? So he says, Ze'en Lamer Datam Atakulim Yishim Giri Yetzer Hara. It's not just about Giri Yetzer Hara. Why is Hatzal Zerol Vatala Aser? Not because it's the Megara the Yetzer, because otherwise, right? Right? In addition to the Iser, it's also Giri Yetzer Hara. Masmur, the Gambala Vachinami Aser, Parakamati Yavamis, right? Gamla Nashim is Iser Ashkhatzal Zera, Solohu directly Gimel Nashim, right? Gimel Nashim, Misham Shos Bemoch, they were matir for those three women to do it. Aye, Hatzal Zerol Vatala, so for them, maybe it's better. For all other women, according to the Tosfos, there would be Aser. Right? Okay, fine. And even women might be usher in Hashchas HaZera. So this is just as bad, at least as bad as Hashchas HaZera, and therefore it should be usher, at least Mishum that. Okay, let me just see what I have in my notes here. Moment. Okay, fine. Then he has a whole discussion, is she chayev, is she not chayev, is she chayev, is she not chayev. Fine. And then he has a little bit on the Rambam. So I guess we'll just see it because we're here already. So on page Kuftes, if you see, right, in the second, on the left side, in the second paragraph, Vihine dina isha shemakasha leiled, the asa lida name of bemilsa. Afkiu no gale nidon shuva seinu anal vrailet verinu, vumat dekasha lebedivere Rambam, besifra agadol ha-maimun, isha kasha vperakam tehil chasor tzeach vizal. Right, we saw this. Lufiha choru chachamim sha'ubra ha'makasha leilad mutar lach ha'ubar mea ben besam ben biyad b'neishu korodif ha'chare laharga v'imish ha'otzi rosho inogim bo she'en doch ha'nefesh ben nefesh zeu tivo shal olam v'inei kashali harei masha kasha v'tchila m'neishu kerodif lo kam b'gemara. Right, the Gemara never says it's a rodif. U'kmo shikshar b'shas b'yatza rosho nami u'mashi mishmaya karad filay u'kunu mesayim iu gufay b'masha kasha v'zeu tivo shal olam. Zeu tivo shalom means mishmaya karad filay. So if one's yatsa roshu, it's mishmaya karad filay. So kol shekin, well, it's inside mishmaya karad filay, whatever that means. The baby's not doing anything. So why before it was a rodif and now it's not? Well, korcha chadarshin the makmish yatsa la'avir olam kaveres rashi. The makmish yotzi roshu lav nefeshu v'shari la'argo latzal simo v'lo mishum rodif. Right? It's clearly the Gemara is not mishum rodif. V'nirili liyashvo achash nedachtik od b'mashakasav lashon mutar lachtoch. The high lomar lomar chotchin ha'uber. K'moshe katan b'reisha matzilin es hanirdaf. Right? If it's a mitzvah, you should do it, not mutar. You need to have a good reason to kill the Ober. Because it's otherwise, yes, it's Hashchas HaZera, and therefore it's not the end of the world. But nonetheless, it's not mutter. It's no worse than Hashchas HaZera. It's no better than Hashchas HaZera, rather. You still can't do it, Stam. You have to have an Amasla. Right? It's putter. Mimash nemer maka ish, v'nei de ish lo mikri, mikol makom adar mikri. Right, Ikaman the Amr, the Machayah ben Noach, Gamal Ober, Mashanemar, Shavichdam Adam, Badam, Perigzadal Mises. Right, who came that, who died to the Gamkin Kavanas Rash, Mashapirs, Isha Makasha Leil Musukan, this Rachel Lomar, Dakamisha Matsala Saim Marina, Nay, the Minshmaya Karot Vinla. The Gam Yeshet, Bamasas Uber, Mikomogom, the Tachlis Ato, Vatsala Saim, the Nin Luber Zek, called Kamish, Liotza Rosha Karodave. We're done it, it didn't Rodave. We have a good reason, so we say it's like a Rodave, Masha Inkin, Behotzi Rosha, Lodanin like a Shach. He says, we're given a din rodef. Even though really, really, really it's not. There's taka and iser here, right? There really is an iser, but you have a good reason to do it, so we call it a rodef, but it's not really a rodef. That's what the Rambam's saying. Okay, fine. So a kitzer, he's saying pretty much that he thinks that it sounds like it should be mutter, right? He thinks that kodem sha'akar and tosfos, it sounds like it really is mutter. And he has the Gemara in Erchin. Tosfos says in one place it's usser. He says, okay, what's the isser? He says it's at least totsasa elavatala. And if it's totsasa elavatala, because you're preventing a child from being born, that's what totsasa elavatala is. Kol shekein, this is usser, because you're preventing a child from being born. Right? A potential child could be born, and this is even worse. I understand that. That's logical. And he says, so therefore, it should be usser. And he goes through a whole thing with the women. And he says, that's really what the Rambam's saying also. He doesn't even mean rodef. Rodef means we give it a dainin and leidin rodef. Meaning, we have a reason to kill it, there is an iser, and we have a good reason to do it, so we give it a din rodef to say it's mutter. He doesn't mean din rodef like Reb Chaim.
That would imply that if you have any significant enough reason that would allow you to revive all the iser.
Hotzazer levatala would be mutter, according to the Chafetz Chaim, yeah. And he said, that was interesting. See the Yaifetz.
He never really addresses what's considered enough of a reason. Meaning, obviously, if she's going to die...
Well, that's partially enough of a reason.
Right, so, but where do we draw the line between?
So it sounds to me like this was enough of a reason other than the preetzus problem. No? It sounds like this would have been an isser, this would have been enough of a reason.
As a standalone case, it's enough of a reason, but he doesn't want to institutionalize it because...
I think it's the preetzus. He says, die, it's terrible, even the goyim don't do it.
Right.
Okay.
Now that they do.
Now that they do, it still might lead to... I mean, whether or not they do it, it still might lead to preetzus. Anyway, the Yaifetz takes us just one step farther. So there's a Shalem Mem Gimel in the Yaifetz Chalak Aleph. So, Shasha'altem Yish Isra L'Kalka L'Uber B'Bit and Imo Shazinta Ben Pnuya Ben Yishas Ish. Same type of Shaila, right? Tshuva! B'Sefer Chavaz Yar Matzati Shnish Al Harav Ala Sefer Al Eishas Ish Harol Znuni V'achar Amais Nitcharta Im Rasha Ligmo Adavar Me'av Kasroch L'Shal Sol Sem Rekol Kol Sefer Kerabro V'Zal Harav Ala Tshuva. Right? So we don't have to see that. We saw the Chavaz Yar just now. Fine. V'Ani Atzar, next paragraph. V'Ani Atzar Omer L'Anis Daiti Chilu Gadol Yish B'Davar. He says there's no difference whether it's a mamzer or not a mamzer. Right? That was the Chavaz Yar's Musar Vart at the beginning. Yehavit says, no, there's a big difference. What's the difference? V'Yish Lodun HaShoel Ha'hu L'Zagos The bediktuk ubekivun shal sheilas ubeishus ish. It's dafka neishus ish. Why? Afim ulay meisa shahaya loka chaya. Nachal lower alav sheilas chacham chatzit tshuva. The bepnuya v'kol shekem b'nisua meuberes mi baila. Right. If it's a pnuya or a pregnant woman from her husband, loka me baile. The vaday vladhu. It's certainly a vlad, and you're not allowed to kill it. Ki ech sheiya af shein chayavin alav vaday isura ika. Right. Even if you won't call it a vlad, you don't call it an nefesh, you don't call it whatever you want. It's definitely aser. Mikama tamim shekatzas mehem bo b'divrei harav v'tshuvas haniskar u'migmar de'erchin shehivi ein raya klal k'mo shedocha u'zal ba'atzmo v'ani yosif lekach bezras Hashem b'samach. Right? And the Gemara in Erchin pshita gufahi, no, it's not pshita, it's pshita gufahi. He likes that. So he says, it's definitely aser. Right? If it's a pnuya or an eishes ish from Baila. Amnam nida nashoel be'eishes ish zinta she'elas hagunahi. Why? I thought the Chavas Yairs of Musafrat was true. So the car of Bein Eilu Hatira Yemaisi Kedai. I would matter it. Kinir Elisha Yishmakom Lehak El Kevet Shaniyafa Zos V'dam B'yadeha. Me'ata Bat K'talohim Edin Tara. She's Chayav Misa. Right? She was Mizana. She's Chayav Misa. Af Shein Dama Maser B'yadein Laharga. We can't kill her. Right? There's no best in. Mikom Agam Chayav Es Misa B'dei Shamayim. Machar She'asta B'meizi B'yoda She'chata B'zadon. I'm assuming it says the dine mominus, but no, the dine nefashos butlu, din nefashos lo butlu. I thought that's what he said. I don't know why dine mominus. Meaning, even though the practical aspect of the din that we cannot put it into practice is butel, the fact that she's actually chayav misa is actually chayav misa. Right, the fact that you do an Aveira nowadays, you're still Chayav Misa for it, even though we can't kill you. Umeforesh gam b'divrei Kabbalah, Adam Oshuk b'dam nefesh, Od Boryonos, find the Pasuk. V'zeh b'nyanav l'chol Chayav Misas, Du'a din b'dachavasei ba'arayis, V'filu manda amar chavir tzar chasra. Okay, nafkaminim hitruba. V'filu b'zvan azesh, ain't done divin nefesh, was kevin de b'dina bat k'talahi. Aval gav, so she's Chayav Misa. Right? So now we're going to go on Echin, maybe. Avagav de mamzer kshiyotza la'avir ha'olam dino kikosher, shechayiv nil harigoso, mia hashta d'yerech imohi. V'ilo haya dina moser b'yadeinu hayinu memisim osa, v'espri bitna. Right? Gemara Erchin, she's chayiv misa, we would kill her and kill the baby. The dummy mamish lahay de Erchin, de mamtin in love. V'adif mino, de hasam afilu b'vlad kosher ma'iri. V'achar v'lad notzer b'isser, shalav nigmar dina l'misa. He's the reason she's chayiv misa. That's not true at all, right? But he's not the reason she's chayav misa. She's chayav misa because she did a maisa, right? We assume that bia, both legave iser and legave mitzvah, is the mitzvah, right? It's not whether or not you have children, the mitzvah is perivrivia. And it's not whether you get pregnant, whether you violated iser or arayis. But, okay. But you see why. The child is the totzah of the iser. Pshita dein choshesh in lo, v'neher agal yodei imo. She's chayav misa. Of course we can kill the baby. Alken hayin nirali pashut shein iser gam b'kem b'ash chasaso. If she kills herself, she's not chayev. Right? I mean, you're not chayev, but there's no. Does she violate an iser if she kills herself? He says no. She's chayev as misa. She just did the punishment on herself. It's a little bit wild, no? Okay. It's a good one to have up your sleeve. Or like, it's good for shiurim, you know, like you can pull this out when you need it. To like, you know, as a foil to everybody else. Yeah. Shal kayotzev as amru b'sifra yachol kishol. V'ad rabbi nirish is chosula. It's good thing. V'kama mais yos b'shas midrash yoshichu. Okay, people killed themselves. Okay, skip down. A little bit. The end. Shesifra m'vali tshuva shedanu din hariga b'as when v'kilsu shesachol l'chelam haba. Right, you can skip the brackets. V'kol shekein haflad shebekir b'shedamu mutar v'enu nidrash m'mena im kolkosu b'chadre bitna sh'afal b'shalo chata afilu achmi shmai lo rechmo alei. V'arei amru mamzer lo chai afilu shekan achiyu shekvar yotza lever olam kal v'chomer lo berkazash lo chasal av Torah. V'tu man yemer devlad gomri. So fine, he says, okay, so it's a mamzer, so therefore you can kill him because she should be chayev misa too. So you can't, if I, the fact that, you know, if he killed the baby, we would have killed the baby anyway. So you can't be so upset. He says, then he starts getting a little bit off topic. V'tu man yemer devlad gomri, how do you know it'll be a living child? Okay, but that never stopped us before. To say it's also shematase uber sandal, maybe they'll have a miscarriage. The kayotze bo she'enu vlad, vayika svegi tuva, vimkein lefiza pshita dnose den mutar lachadchila, v'efshar mitzvah ka'avda. That's far more extreme than making it atzah zera. Mitzvah ka'avda v'kaniskar. Fine. Okay. One second. Where does it continue? Yeah, that's a little bit crazy. Oh, so what about the Hotzar Zal of Atala? So he doesn't like that either. So where's the 1 second? I had a different version when I looked at it before. Oh, so about a third of the way up, the first word on the line is Ubameshi Hisasek Haravzal. Right, Ubameshi Hisasek Haravzal, Bechuva Nisker Laharas Panim Leiser, Lelamdo Me'avon Otsa Zera Levatala. Shechvat Zera Levatala, right? Yesh Lidchos, Digal Meir Dalav Hainu Taima. That's not why Shechvat Zera Levatala is also because you're preventing a child. Elamishum Shem Me'ara La'ashba, Mosif Ekochos Atuma, Umachesh Pamale Shamala. I'll pick up all. It's a terrible thing. You're doing all these terrible things in the world of the spiritual world. That's why it's also. Right? Because then you're being machish pamalei shalmal. Killing a baby is not the same as a shchasa zera. Shchasa zera is an iser. Wearing shatnez is an iser. Has nothing to do with this. They're completely separate. Shatnez doesn't bring to a child, and a zera does bring to a child. He says, not relevant. The iser of otzah zera is because you're makesh pamal shamal, you're ma'ar la ashba, you're mosif pekochos atuma. When you kill a baby, you don't do that. That might be a separate issue. Okay. He says, v'gam be'u pekosher hayatzad lahakel tzorach gadol, kol komad lo akar. Tzorach gadol would be enough. Afilu einu mishum pikuach nefesh imo. El lahatzil la miraso. Shigorim la kev gadol v'tzorach iyan. Right? But he holds back. Omnom das lenova nachel shal kol panim yesh isru lachatchila bashchasasa mipasa talmud af she'enu chayav ala ubrin. Tak, it's awesome. Can't do lachatchila. You need an exception. V'chein lachshus zeret shenikla b'mei ishaf v'ishad ayin lo nisab b'minu. Right? It's just like a shchus zeret is nisar. Right? V'ibri l'tzorech afo tzorech afo tzorech afo tzorech. Sorry, fine. Okay? So he says, hashchus zeret is mutar mishum mitzvah, right? Which is how he explains that Gemara in Yevamis. Okay? Okay, so he comes out with interesting psakim. He says, first of all, if it's a mamzer's mutter, and it might be a mitzvah, and she might be able to kill herself and do a mitzvah too. So this shaila is completely separate. He then says, well, maybe there's taka no iser at all. It definitely has nothing to do with hashchas zera, which he thinks is only usher for some kabbalistic reason. So it has nothing to do with hashchas zera. It sounds like it should be mutter. He goes, but yeah, but it sounds like it's usher from the Gemara. So we're not going to tell you it's mutter. We're going to tell you it's usher. Don't do it. But l'tzorech imo, even shalom b'fnei pikuach nefesh, is the fairest
of mother. So let's say you have those cases where the mother is, like, let's say you have, like, rape cases. Like, they're under l'tzorech imo.
I think from the yaivitz, it would be mother, no? Okay. So let's move to the Nadi Behuda. We'll finish with the Nadi Behuda. This is a Shailat Nadi Behuda. It's Madura Tinyana, Choshen Mishpat Nantes. It's a famous tshuva because it was written by Rabbi Shaya Pick. Rabbi Shaya Pick is the person who put in the citations in the Torah, in the Gemaras. Tell you where every pasuk is from. That's him. So he's famous for that. And famous for this tshuva. And the Nadi Behuda just says, you're completely wrong as tshuva. So, fine. So we can, the Shoel, frequently the tshuvas, the Achronim will refer to Rav Yishaya Pik Shita as the question in this tshuva. So he says, Mechtav alayda ha-kotzim Rav Zelig viner ki ba'al tibyan reishish shalosu lo al-maisi ha-tzarech l'shah. It's a Shoel in Lamdis. Okay. Mutzur l'zay yadayti ki lo nichali la-ashib al ha-beidor. Hinachti mechtav al-ay p'nai ba'avor kein ba'al liyad lidi shricha. Fa'am v'kej ha-kvalt mechtav ha-sheni. Sinim ba'al liyadayti v'zay. He goes, Masha rotza ma'alosu l'chadesh davar chadash. So bring Rabbi Shai Pick. Shemash shenibu olos perek zayin mishna vav aisha shemikasha leilu b'chadchen tavlad yotza rosho inogin bo shein dochen nefesh mimin nefesh hainu dafka b'kim lebeisha kolulo chodashav. Only when you know kolulo chodashav, right? Remember, you have to remember they thought babies could be born in the 7th or the 9th month. How do you know it was finished? How do you know the baby was finished? Only when the baby is, the gestation is finished, then you're chayev. She'az argon erag alav l'fichach einogin bo shere yei chashav alav misa. Meaning, calls man that it's not bar shekolo chadashav or shelo kolo chadashav, it would be mutter. That's what he's saying. And he says, no, you misread the Mishnah. That we always assume that kolo chadashav, everything stam Mishnah is kolo chadashav, so it should be according to you, it should be aser. You can't explain the Mishnayos like that. Fine. So he says you're just wrong. He says you misread all the Mishnahs. That's just wrong. So now on the next page, the second paragraph, it's on the bottom of the right. Umasha tamal Rambam peregalaf milchar trotzeach. Right, our issue. Shekasav mekasha leilu chishchoskan ubar atamim peishu kerodev. Right? It's a rodev. Okay, we knew that. Right, it's a Rambam. V'tepuk leisha filu eino rodev harginoso she'en chayav in arigasa lahatzilas imo shechayav in arigasa. He says, wait a minute, I have to kill one of the two. I'm not chayav misa on the uber, I'm chayav misa, right? That's clear. No matter what level of isser you think is on killing the uber, the Mishnah says, beferit, shahargo, you're not chayav. Right? And the killing the mother, I'm chayav. So kill the uber to save the mother. Even though it's usser. So I need tamal to me also. V'atu mi hutar la'arges ha-trefa la'atzer la'tashalem. Zulo shamanu me'olam. Can you kill a trefa to save a shalem? Just goes on the trefa, you're not chayav misa, you can kill one person to save another? If it's an Isser Ritzicha, it's an Isser Ritzicha. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that you're not Chayav Misa has no relevance. He says, no one ever heard such a thing. Uma bekach shala trefa in the Chayav. Mikol makom Isser biyadayim osa la'aroga trefa ve'afilu Shabbos ha'chamur mechal nal chayisha u'lahatzilat ha'shalim imei no matzil ha'reu shev al taisa. You're going to kill someone b'kum va'asei to what? To not violate the Isser shev al taisa, to not violate the Isser of not saving his life? You can't violate an Isser to, you can't violate an Isser Ritzicha to save this person's life, even if you think saving a person's life is a mitzvah. And if you didn't do it, you didn't violate an aveir b'yadayim. You can't violate one aveir b'yadayim to avoid an aveir shelo b'yadayim. You can't do that. Fine. Any other harvest in the beginning here? Okay, fine. So, he really didn't explain what's going on yet. But just because he's a Vlad doesn't mean, an Uber, doesn't mean you can kill him. So he continues. Ulinyan Uberim, last line on the bottom right. Ulinyan Uberim, Avshay Mechal and Shabbos Meshila Uber, Imein Sakana Leimo, he paskins the other way. You're not allowed to Mechal, it's fascinating, she doesn't know the Behuda that gets snuck in here. You're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber's life, right? If it's not saving the mother's life. Mikol Makom, Kevin Shal Kolpanim, Osir Lahargo. Since there's an Isser, Im Kain, Ilo, the Mechshiv, Ktsas Rodev, Yoter Odif Leos Meshav Al Taisa. If he wouldn't be a Ktsas Rodev, so then what would happen? So I wouldn't kill him because he's an Isser, and I wouldn't save the woman's life. It's Shev Al Taisa. So I didn't save her life, so I violated what? Well, Tamal Namarecha. Shev Al Taisa. He says, if it wasn't a Ktsas Rodev, then I would have told you be Shev Al Taisa. Lachain Hutzrach HaRambam Lomar Shuki Rodev. Right? Well, Befrash, so Yosef Salam Asher, Shasa Filu Mechal and Shabbos Alav. Once you Mechal Shabbos for him, so then he's ready. How can you kill him? It must be because he's a Ktsas Rodev or something. Otherwise, I would have told you be Shev Al Taisa. Don't get involved at all. You don't have to know kol luchadashav. And today, this is not relevant so much kol luchadashav because we know whether it's not it is or not. We assume it is. Fine. It wouldn't be mutter otherwise. It should have been aser. If it wasn't for that reason, it has to be michshiv ktsas rodef in order to matter the isser. Otherwise, we would have told you to be b'shev al taisa. So that's another Behuda. You can see the rest of it. Do you have any other hours on the rest of it? Okay, let me go back and forth on the kol chadasha and the kol chadasha. But the kids are, he's first of all, the important principle that comes out of another Behuda is there's several. Eyum not machal Shabbos for Nuber, which. We don't really pass on like that, just because another Rebbe says it. Secondly, that you can't kill a trefer to save a shalom, you can't kill the uber to save a fetus, to save a woman, or any adult, right? It has to be a ktsas rodef, otherwise I would have told you shev al taisa. If it wasn't a ktsas rodef, it would be a shev al taisa. Nafkamin is Rav Unterman's famous kasha. Someone holds a gun to your head and says, I'll kill you unless you kill that woman's uber. Unless you perform an abortion on that lady, I'll kill you. Right? So is that, what would you say? Well, what would you say? Tell me, according to whoever you want.
I think for the Nerdy, it would have to be Usher, because he's saying that it's Usher, which you should have done.
Right, it has to be, you need a Ktsas Rodev. That baby's nothing of Rodev. You need a Ktsas Rodev, it sounds like.
Otherwise, if it's not Yad Bel Yavor, her Pekuach Nefesh should overcome the dude's life. Right?
No, it might be Pekuach Nefesh. I mean, it's not her.
No, I'm saying, in the case that he's talking about,
yeah.
I'm saying if it weren't an Isser Yarim Bel Yavor to kill that baby, otherwise, right, it would be.
No, he's saying that. No, why?
Because he's saying it's Usser to do it.
No, he's saying it would be better to be B'Shev Al Taisa and not get involved.